So Keegan Randall from the U.S. ski team had another fabulous day in Kusumol, capping off a great weekend. She was fifth in the mini tour, fifth in the pursuit in the final day, 10K pursuit. Freestyle, we're going to try to catch up with Keegan and just talk about the weekend and another great day, great weekend rather, for the U.S. team.
Hello.
Hey, good morning or good afternoon rather, Keegan Randall. How you doing?
Doing well.
Very good. Another great day for you in Kusumo. It seems like you found another race site that is treating you really well.
Yeah. I've had good performances here the last 3 years, so it was fun to finish on a skate leg today.
So how would it feel coming to the start line today after having 2 days of racing under your belt coming into day three? How was the energy and when you came to the start line?
You always feel a little bit tired coming into day three, but I know from past experience that I tend to get better with more days of racing, so even though my legs were a little heavy at the start, I was excited to be on my skate skis where I feel the most confident, and I was sitting in a perfect position out of the start to ski with some good girls, so I was feeling pretty optimistic in the start.
Very good. Did the race unfold as you expected? Were the conditions, to your liking?
Yeah, the weather wasn't too cold. It was on the verge, but not too cold, so that was good. The skiing was actually really nice. Good firm trails. It's kind of a fun course here. It's like skiing in a half pipe. You drop out of the stadium, go up the hill, do a little loop, come back down, back up, and you do that 4 times. So yeah, it was great conditions for racing, and I expected a pack to form right away, and we were a big pack for 2 laps, and then it broke apart. I was with 2 others. On the last 2 laps, and it was a really fun, challenging race.
Cool. Is this your best performance in the triple at Kusumo?
I was fifth last year, so I guess I tied myself.
Okay, we were just checking on that, and tying is great. Also having Sadie, of course, in the points, and Jesse. She had a little bad luck with a pole and a glove, I understand, but nice to see the three of you in the points today.
Yeah, everybody in the points, strong performances all around. We're pretty fired up for the relay next weekend. Those are the events we look forward to the most. And it was really cool to finish our race, sit down at lunch, and watch Hoff ski an incredibly gutsy race. So super proud of his performance today.
Yeah, I mean, he really just went on all cylinders. He did have the fastest time. It's official. And he really showed, like you said, some gutsy skiing and skied with the leaders. Got to feel good for the whole team and elevate everybody's feelings overall.
Well, it feels really good for us because this being the first weekend, all the big wax trucks show up and there's like armies of support staff for all the other teams. And we still feel a little bit like the underdogs, so it's cool to really go out and just like have team-wide performances and just really belong and do it kind of with that underdog spirit.
Absolutely. I was thinking to myself before we're chatting now that not that long ago, Keegan Randall was the only skier, over there, and you were longing to have a team with you, and now look what's happened, eh?
Yeah. I was definitely reflecting on that this week. This is my 8th year in Kusumo, and definitely prefer this new momentum that we have. It's so fun to have a team around and celebrate multiple good performances on the day. And like I said, yeah, we're so excited about the relay next weekend, not only just for to put one relay in the race, but we should be able to put two women's teams together. So that's just so cool.
Well, we're very excited to see what'll happen, Keegan, and congratulations on a great weekend to you and the team. Wish you all the best, and we'll catch up at the next World Cup.
Thanks.